You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
MLBPipeline.com's Jonathan Mayo is on location as he catches up with many of baseball's top prospects who are playing in the Arizona Fall League.
Adam, coming off a solid 2015 season, and the Twins want you to come here to the Arizona Fall League and get a little more work in. Well, what are some of the things you're hoping to work on while you're out here?
Always working in the boxes. Plate discipline, I think that's a big key. Just working on getting pitches I could handle, laying off the bad ones, and I'll just try to keep working on that and just keep working the outfield, working on getting my reads, and just all around, just the whole game, just keep getting my reps in and just keep working.
Do you feel like you made, positive steps, especially in terms of plate discipline? Moving to Double-A is hard enough, and you did have some success there. Do you feel like you're moving in the right direction, especially in terms of your overall approach?
Yeah, definitely feel like moving in the right direction. This past year went pretty well, but there's always work I need to put in, and just going to keep trying to get that work in, getting the reps and getting more at-bats. That always helps, and just kind of try to keep working. And so I can get to big leagues.
Is it the kind of thing that you have to make sure you don't look at numbers so much? You're a guy who's, no matter what, you're always going to strike out a good amount, even when things are going really well. Do you have to make sure that you don't look at what those totals are so you don't try to change what you're doing?
Yeah. I usually don't really look at my numbers, positive or negative, whatever they are. At the end of the year, I'll take a look at them and see where I was at, but just try to take it one day at a time. I'll have positive at-bats, and whatever happens, happens.
When you see the season that the Twins had at the big league level, and they fell a little bit short, but they got a lot of help from the farm system. When you see Sano and you see Buxton and Rosario up there, how much does it motivate you to follow, in that path as well?
It definitely motivates me. I was able to play with a couple of those guys, and to see them in the big leagues helping the ball club out, they're in the playoff hunt, and just looked exciting. Was able to talk to some guys, and they just talked about how much fun it is. So definitely motivating. Just had to keep working so that way I can go join them.
Last question. This fall league is often the springboard, for guys to move up to the next level. Byron was out here, and granted he got hurt, but it certainly helped him. Perfect world for you. You use this as that springboard. You move up to AAA and maybe knock on that big league door in 2016?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great opportunity to be here. Honored that they selected me to come out here and play. Just try to keep putting the work in. There's a lot of great competition. So just try to put the work in and hopefully, I end up moving up the ladder and could reach my goals.
Adam, coming off a solid 2015 season, and the Twins want you to come here to the Arizona Fall League and get a little more work in. Well, what are some of the things you're hoping to work on while you're out here?
Always working in the boxes. Plate discipline, I think that's a big key. Just working on getting pitches I could handle, laying off the bad ones, and I'll just try to keep working on that and just keep working the outfield, working on getting my reads, and just all around, just the whole game, just keep getting my reps in and just keep working.
Do you feel like you made, positive steps, especially in terms of plate discipline? Moving to Double-A is hard enough, and you did have some success there. Do you feel like you're moving in the right direction, especially in terms of your overall approach?
Yeah, definitely feel like moving in the right direction. This past year went pretty well, but there's always work I need to put in. And just going to keep trying to get that work in, getting the reps and getting more at-bats. That always helps. And just kind of try to keep working and so I can get to big leagues.
Is it the kind of thing that you have to make sure you don't look at numbers so much? You're a guy who's, no matter what, you're always going to strike out a good amount, even when things are going really well. Do you have to make sure that you don't look at what those totals are so you don't try to change what you're doing?
Yeah. I usually don't really look at my numbers, positive or negative, whatever they are. At the end of the year, I'll take a look at them and see where I was at, but just try to take it one day at a time. I'll have positive at-bats, and whatever happens, happens.
When you see the season that the Twins had at the big league level, and they fell a little bit short, but they got a lot of help from the farm system. When you see Sano and you see Buxton and Rosario up there, how much does it motivate you to follow, in that path as well?
It definitely motivates me. Was able to play with a couple of those guys, and to see them in the big leagues helping the ball club out, they're in the playoff hunt, and you know, just looked exciting. Was able to talk to some guys, and they just talked about how much fun it is. So definitely motivating. You know, just had to keep working so that way I can go join them.
Last question. You know, this fall league is often the springboard, you know, for guys to move up to the next level. You know, Byron was out here, and granted he got hurt, but it certainly helped him. Perfect world for you. You use this as that springboard. You move up to AAA and maybe knock on that big league door in 2016?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a great opportunity to be here. Honored that they selected me to come out here and play. Just try to keep putting the work in. You know, there's a lot of great competition. So just try to put the work in and hopefully, you know, I end up moving up the ladder and could reach my goals.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.